שמויז בני ישראל הבאו מצרים איז יעקב ישו בישראל בו הנה נוידה ממרינו כמה פעמים במקום אחר כי החי יש רוצה ושוב החי יש בכן יש רוצה ושוב שצריך כל אחד ליפל ממדרגוסי אז everybody שצריך כל אחד ליפל everybody has to be נויפל ממדרגוסי Every person needs a bechinas nafila rotzoi, and then he has to be shoyv. Atam u'kadei lahalis on the shomas and the fulin. The reason is in order of atam. The reason is in order k'dei lahalis to be male than the shomas and the fulin. Than the shomas which are fallen. The moshul. K'shadam oimed al agag ve'evin yikarim nachas al aretz. So any yochel kachoy. So you can't take it from the roof. He has to go down to it. Mashay yisham v'yikachel oz yalo isalem alo. Matzadikai nikro shluchim de matronisa. The tzadikim are called the shluchim of the Melech of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shem shluchi ashchina. Tzadikim are the shluchi ashchina. The etzem yirida down into this world is a bechina of a shlichus. Is already a yirida. Is already a big shoyf. But he's here on the shlichus to pick up all the even yikoros which are down here in the bria. All the heilig and the tzaitzes and the yiddish and the shomus. V'tzrichin leilech lemokoyim shemishtalchim. And then he has to go to the mokoyim. Shemishtalchim, afim mishtalchim madregas atachtoinim. Even if he's mishtalech to madregas atachtoinim.
Is that to be memale his own nefesh?
He has an aliyah through that as well. But I might say he's not thinking of his own nefesh. He's thinking of all the nefoshes. At least he's a shliach. A shliach mustn't think of himself. The shliach must think of the mishalech. And all those avoiders to be kaddish is gadol v'sigol v'siram al chuscha aleinu v'zman korev, which is the rebbein shloim, which is the koyach hamishalech, and the koyach hamishalech is that to rescue all the netzoytzes of kedusha that are waiting for the aliyah, kila b'chinas shchina kedusha, to take out the shchina shchinta begalusa, so he has to go down in order to take out the shchinta begalusa. And that's the sod that every Eid is a shliach. Every Eid is a shliach here in this world. It's the sod of Sosema says by the Miraglim. The Miraglim was shluchim. Every Eid betzim is a shliach, is a miragel, right? Because the miragel is to find secret locations, and the ikke is to find what was licked innovendig, what lies inside. That's ikke avoida. So everyone is betzim a spy here in Almaze. He's a shliach and he's a spy. He's got to take out all the avonim yikoros, which you can't even see how yakar they are, because they're covered in earth. You take them, a person the yid has to take them and wash them. Has to take care of the Rabban Shlom's kinder, to wash them and to bring them out and to make them sparkle. That's the avoid of a yid. And for that, the yid has to be willing, even if he's mishtalech, lamadregas tachtoinim, even if he's mishtalech, to go to lower madregas. That was the whole klal. V'zeh gam kein kavanas chazal. Hanikan eshluchei derachmana ninu. The koyinim are the bechina eshluchei derachmana. The koyinim are shluchim. Ki koyin nikro oivid Hashem. Like it says, k'moish k'siva, k'dosh baruch hu, k'moish oma, k'dosh baruch hu, yisro b'shas matan toy, ratan tiri mamleches koyinim. K'moish k'tan rav, kahana, kori b'kahana. So every yid is a bechina of a koyin. And koyinim are shluchei derachmana. So every single yid is a shliach l'rabbein shloim. Even a yid is a beni bam in a rasham. Rasham goes down into the klipa, so then it'll make things even worse. But tzadik or beni of zulosam tzarech kol echad lipel mimadrigosel if omim. A person has to have an afila and he read. It doesn't always have to mean an aver. It means a person's got to go down from his madrega. And has to be oisek with people and with things which are less than his madrega in order to be mal of them. In order to be mal, a person can't just carry on feeling that he wants to be rotzi. What's the Rabban Shlom's kinder? What's the Rabban Shlom's kinder? A person has to see. And that's the marshal of a diamond. When a person's oisek with a yid, and then at first you don't see Paris, it's covered over with earth, but then you wash it and the mamish it sparkles. Every Yiddish in the Shoma is like that. Is that how it is? That's what Rabban Shlom wants us to do. Wants every Yiddish in the Shoma to be an aura that's sparkling. And when you deal with people, so you see how the Maidika, the whole chizuk of working with people is how you see when the switch happens. You see how mamish, how there's a neshama inside them, and suddenly comes out a fire from them, etc. And that's a tafkid of every single yid. Tafkid of every single yid in this world is to tea with people and to tea with neshamas in order to be mal in neshamas, in order to elevate neshamas out of Ber Shachas, in order to be mal of them, the mal. So that's really Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim is like a neshama going down to Olam Hazeh. And if you want to know what avoider is there, ooh, Bnei Yisrael poru vayishutzu vayirbu vayatsum vavimoid moid. Right, it's full of neshamas and full of nitzitzes and full of everything, even in Eretz Mitzrayim, even in Olam Hazeh. And the neshama's got a lot of work to do in Olam Hazeh. The neshama has to come back, has to come up to the Rabban Shlain with Paris. And that's the Bechina of Paris, that's the Avoida Kosha, Bechoyimah Belevenim, which was the Avoida Kosha of going down, having you read this in order to find the Kedusha, in order to be Mala the Kedusha. And that's the whole sod.
So what does it mean there was neshamas and Kedusha in the actual bricks? I understand, like, you deal with people, so it's neshamas mamash, but...
Everything. First of all, everything's got a likus in it. Secondly, everything represents, it corresponds to something. Choyme Levenim corresponds to Zohar Kodesh, says corresponds to Kalva Choyme. Levenim is Liban Halacha. So the Oisik, everything is reflecting Gashmius, although it's got the Yichudim in Ruchnius. So whatever Choyme represents in Ruchnius, whatever Levenim represents in Ruchnius, and all these things that represent in Ruchnius, you've got to go down. That's the Yerida. You've got to be Oisik in the Inyan in Gashmius, could they to be Mal at that same Inyan in Ruchnius. So there's neshamas and everything. There's likus, there's shechina kadosh and everything. When you're oisik in something, and you're oisik in a certain thing, that the ruchnis of that thing needs a tikkun, needs an aliyah. So when you're oisik in the gashmis of that thing properly, as Levi starts as on like a yid, so then you call in that's pshat. It's gan saleh. That's pshat Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a yiddish artzias. A Yiddish Arzius. The difference between a Yid and a Goy is not so. Is Avada also is not. It's an Arzius. You look at the stakless of an Arzius. A Yid is a different stakless of an Arzius than a Goy. It's called Eretz Yisrael. It's a Yisraelika stakless of an Arzius. That we're here, there, we're here in the Arzius. Meshlichus from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to be Mala. That's how Yidus look at all the mechimus of Arzius. And the Ben Shalom sent him down there to the Arzius. So that's the.
And the kus and neshama shechina is all the same thing.
The kus is the same thing. Shechina just means it's sheichin down here. So the kus, shechina means it's sheichin. And it's sheichin down here, and it's sheichin down here for us to connect to it. And neshama is really good. There's nefesh, different names. Neshama is usually by yid. Everything has a nefesh, everything has a bechinas of the kus. And everything is, and then when the klipa takes it, so it's trapped. And it's trapped, as Klal Yisrael have to release it. That's the tachlis, and that's the whole vote of something that's locked in. That's like a gvul. Mitzrayim, as it says, that nobody could escape from Mitzrayim, right? The Medrash says nobody could escape from Mitzrayim. That's the vote. Mitzrayim, the kind of mitzah gvul, and everything they locked in, they didn't let anything out. So all of the kus was trapped in there. Klal Yisrael had to go in. Power by yishus. So power yishus means they had to break, through all the gvul. And when they break through the gvul, then everything can come out. But they had everything in prison. That was the clip of Mitzrayim. They had all the likus, but the likus was stuck. The likus was in prison. The Klal Yisrael had to go and smash through and rescue the likus. Hine, ha'adam ha'Yisraeli u'malei shemes ha'kdoshim. Ha'id is full of shemes ha'kdoshim. Ha'gulgoylas u'avaya b'nikat comets. Ha'gulgoylas is a b'chin of keser. Keser is a b'chin of comets. Because comets is a k'mitzah. The nikud of comets is kmitza. Kmitza means where you take something and you have a content of something all nikmat together, and that's the bechina of kesa. Kesa is a bechina which has all the later madrigas, but it has all the later madrigas in a bechina of nikmat and a bechina of kmitza. That's why the kesa, because there is a bechina of kesa is the bechina of comets for that reason. It's got all the madrigas in it, but it's got all the madrigas confined and squashed together, so to speak, like a bechina of kmitza. So therefore the skull, which represents the gogolas, represents the keser, is that's the bechina of comets. Moyach, zidua zavai b'nikat pasach, right? The moyach is chochma is pesach, pesach is b'chochma b'seach she'orim, because the chochma is what opens up to the hechra oinimus. The chochma opens us up to the hechra oinimus. In other words, the chochma is the first nakuda of giluyim that we get from the Olam HaSalyonim. It's called Chachma. So Chachma is like a Pesach into the Olam HaSalyonim. And therefore, B'Chachma Peseach She'orim. With Chachma, you Peseach She'orim. Because the part that we always discussed, that the Indian of a Shah is always the Indian of his Batlas, is always an Indian of Yira, it's always an Indian of feeling that a person slit the shahr, and that's the darg of Chochmah. Chochmah is the darg of a Yid. Chochmah is Koyachma. Koyachma means that the Yid realizes that it's not coming from him. A Yid realizes that he himself is Chochmah is a hashpah that a person can't say that came from him. Chochmah is clear, crystal clear, that it's a makar that just came into his mind from the Rabban Shalom. It's a click, it's a blitz, a nitzitz that just came into his mind from the Rabban Shalom. That's the bechina of Koyachma, that's the bechina of Pesach, that's the bechina of Chochmah Pesach. Because with Chochmah, a person realizes that he only just came to him, that's the dag of Pesach. So that's why the Pasach, the Nakuda of the Pasach, that represents Chochmah. That's the Nikud of the Yud Kevavki. That's the Nikud of the Yud Kevavki by Atachoyne. Halev, Huavaya, Menikud Seire, because Seire is Bina. Bina, let's say Bina's Eish. Eish crumbles things, so Mela, it's Seire, it's two Nakudas. It breaks the Pasach into Bechinas Nakudas. That's the Bechina of Lev, that's the Bechina of Bina, right? Bina breaks things, that's why Bina is the sod of Tshuva, because Tshuva is when a person breaks himself. And Bina is the Bechina of Eish. Eish crumbles, so Eish makes Nakudas. Nakudas, Eish is Kilu, the Sherish of. Sherish of Pirud, right? Sherish of Pirud, because it crumbles things. That's the Bechina of the second day of the Bria, which was the Bechina of Gvuradik, which was Mafrid, and Bina is the Sherish of Gvuras, breaks things, and therefore that's where the Koyach of Tshuva is, that a person who breaks himself is upset. And that's the Nakuda of Tzeire, that's the Nakuda of two Nakudas, and that's the Nakuda of Bina, that's the Yud Kevavke. Nikol Yud Kevavke and the Brach of Shmoy Nesra of Hashiveinu Avinu Nasar Sech. It's the Bina of Torah that goes together with the Bechina of Tshuva. That's Bina.
Why is Bina Eish? Because it's
Chochma is Mayim, Moyach is Mayim, made out of Mayim, and Lev is made out of Lev. The Lev is made out of the Eish. Lev is fire, it's emotion, the Ava, and it's Ava Rish Be'Eish. That's the Bechina of Leif. So when the Chochmah, which is the Mayim, comes into the Leif, is then a person starts getting cooked away with it. A person starts in the Rischa de Reisa, the Gemara says in Tanis, right? There's Tamid de Chomo, Reisa to come, Raschabe, makes them in a Kas, it makes them in a fire. That's the Chelik of Bina, it's like the Indian of Bina and Bina and Torah. Bina and Torah is the fire of Torah. The fire of Torah. Is Bechinas Bina, that's the Bechina Betzeri. The fire crumbles things. That's a person, the Chochmah Bina, it's not no good for a person just to stay Bechinas Mayim. A person's got to get involved in the Torah, has got to be emotionally affected by the Torah, which doesn't happen with Mayim, and does happen with the Mayim. The Bechina of Mayim is the Bechina of Taino. Mayim is the Bechina of Tainig. Mayim is Tanugim. Chochmah is the Bechina of It's not the Bechina of fighting over it. The Bechina of Tainug. In other words, the Chochmah is more bitl. Chochmah is more bitl. Mayim goes from the Mokum Gavoya to the Mokum Nomach. It's the Tainug of bitl Metzias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mayim. So bitl Metzias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person's completely in his battle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to take the Torah and to work through the Torah with his own Kalim. That's what the Rebbe Shlaim wants. With the Koyach HaTorah. The Koyach HaTorah has got to work me from Ki'ilu Bechinas from down here as well. So all of a sudden, there's Mayim Alyonim and Mayim HaTachtoinim, and the His'oiris of Mayim HaTachtoinim is a His'oiris. Mayim HaTachtoinim Boichin, it's a His'oiris that comes from the Mata. Anything that comes from the Mata Al-Mala has to come through an Avoida. So Eish is Oyla Al-Mala. Eish is Oyla Al-Mala, that's the Koyach HaBina, the Shtokakus and the fire that burns in a person. To be moist and nefesh. Chochmah is the bechina of Tanuk. Tanuk leki. Tanuk leki is bitl. Tanuk leki. Yeah, you understand the difference? Seems to be mayim and ish, and that's why it's a tzeire. So it first makes machloikas, but then it's mischabet together. Right? So Torah Shabbat Peh also finishes with the word shalom. Hashem yivarach asam shalom. Tais is yonis. It's kula machloikas. Mishnayis is kula. Mishnayis is kula machloikas. But the whole vart of machloikas is. Kilo it's the Bechina of Bina. Bina is Tzeire, and fire makes Machlekes. But Ikka Machlekes is, in order that it should reach the Bechina of Shalem. Mayim corresponds to Shalem. Kol HaNacholim HaHilchem El Hayam. Hayam Ein HaZmonah. So they're always Misachet. Mayim is the Koyach of Achtus. It's always Misachet together. The Tachlus of Machlekes is that it should get to the Dargah. Where, and that's the Chod, and that's the Sod that we discussed last week, where Isha Mayim will come together. Chayshamayim won't be a steer together. Chayshamayim won't be a steer together. We discussed last week. That's the mechina of Chochma Bina. Chochma Bina Trei Rein Delei Misparshim. That's the sort of so the Bina's Oyla Oyla Lamala defies Oyla Lamala. It's Mischabe with the Mayim with the Chochma Chochma Bina. Aguf. Now we have to Zroya Yemin. So Zroyamin is Chesed. Zroyamin is Chesed. It's the beginning of Slachlanu. We ask Kach Baruch Hataka for Chesed. And that's why the Nikud of Hashem Baruch Hashem Chan Ma'abed Eslayach is a Segel. Segel is connected Chesed. Segel is Espashtus, the Nikudus. And both Stadim, the cross, and the Ma'al Alamato, Espashtus. And the Zerah Smoil is a vibe in the Kutshvo. Shvo is the Bechina of Tzimtzum. In other words, it's a pipe, it's a Mahalach, it goes down. There's no really Spashtas, it's just a Kav. And that's the Bechina of Gvura, and that's the Bechina of Re'evo and Yenu. And
why isn't Segel Tiferes? Because Tiferes isn't.
Why is what? Not Tiferes?
Why isn't Segel Tiferes?
It's Tiferes, you're going to see. Tiferes is a Choylam. A Choylam means Tiferes is a Koyach. It's Lamal than everything else. Tiferes is the mechina, the same mechina as Das, Keser. It's Lamala and everything else. Any koyach that's mechaber two things together is always Lamala than the two things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it can make a yichud. Anything that makes a yichud means because it's mamshech, a koyach that's higher than both nekudas, and maybe that's how it's mamshech, a yichud.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiferes makes the yichud between chesed and gevura.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiferes is a taka choylem, which is high. A choylem is like on top of the ice. It's like a crown that's the mechina on top of the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming next. The goof is connected to Ferris. The Yad Yamin Yad Smoil is Chesed Gevura, and the goof is the Nikud of Choylem. Choylem is on top, and that's what makes that's Mechaba the two together. And then you have Yishoik Yamin, which is Havaya Benikud Chirik, Yishoik Smoil Havaya Benikud Kubut, Abris, it's Midas Ayisod, it's Havaya Benikud Shuruk, Bevov, right? That's Achan Hoyd is Baruch Aleinu and Kav Shofa. Baruch Aleinu is bring down the Hashpah, so you got to bring down the Hashpah with Gevura. So therefore Baruch Aleinu is connected in Netzach. Kav Shofa is the beginning of gathering everybody together. That's connected with the Sahoyd, and that's connected to Aron HaKohen, the mid of Aron HaKohen, also Yishlaim Erchon, also to Kav Shofa is the Nikud of Hoyd, because that goes down Kubutz, it goes down three Nikud, it goes down all the way till all the way low, not even in a Kav Yashav, it goes down diagonally. In other words, it's Mekabits everybody together, fill with the Favorfin, the most Favorfin as you can get. That's connected mid of Aaron, mid of Hoyd, and that's connected the Shmonesra, that's the Baruch of Tkav Shefa, and it's also the Baruch of Yushlaim Echa, Baruch of Toshav. Because Yushlaim is the Eish, a Chubur La Yachtav. The Yisoid is Hashim Shavtainu, is Midas Ayisod, and the Yud Kevavke there is Benikud Vov between each of the letters, because Midas Ayisod, as we know, is the Midah which is Mechaber. Midas Yisod always connects to the Vav. Yosef Atzadik is Midas Yisod, and we know that Vav, how do you spell Vav? What's the Mili of Vav? Mila Vav is Vav. So the first Vav corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, and the Mili of the Vav, Vav in Tiskata, we say, Eiz Hashem is Baruch tonight. Vav in Tiskata, Vav in Tiskata is the two Vavs, the Vav of Yaakov and the Vav of Yosef. That's the Vav of Yaakov. Yosef Atzadik is the Bechinus Vav, because he's Mamshech from Yaakov Avinu. Mamshech from Yaakov Avinu. And that's the Bechinus Vav.
The Aleph. The Mila is not Aleph Vav? Aleph?
What?
The Mila Vav.
There is. There's also Aleph, Mila Aleph Vav, but there's also a Vav. There's a way of writing Vav, Vav, Vav. But so that's connected Yosef Tzadik, and that's connected Yosef Tzadik is Machria. In other words, Yosef Tzadik shows the Achra, Shiva Shavtenu Kureishan, is you need three Dayanim. One Kav Yamin, one Kav Smoil, and one Kav Emtsoi. Yosef Tzadik is the Yesod, he's the Bechina, which is the Kav Emtsoi, he's the Mechaber. Yosef Tzadik, Midas Yesod, is the Mechaber. And then the Malchus, the Torah, Teres HaYesod, Malchus is the Havaya Belinikud. Malchus is when you see Havaya Belinikud, because it's Faked. Malchus is less Lamidar Meklum, just it's Mechaber from all the other Nekudas. Ki Mechaber is Kol HaNekudas. So basically, a Yid is full of Havayas. Nimkel Nimzak Ya Yisraeli Umale Shemiz Akdoshim. A Yid is full of Shemiz Akdoshim. Vezeo, and that's Pshat, Eile Shmoiz Bnei Yisrael. Sheheim Meleim Shemiz Akdoshim. So the Yidin are full of Shemiz Akdoshim. Afilu Habayim Mitzrayimu. Vatzalema, afilim shashim noifne madrigosim. Bottom the clippers, nevertheless, is Yaakov. Vatzalema yud ekev. Yud is machshav liyina. Yod the bchinas ekev. Kedei sheishu beisabo. In other words, you have to come back. A person as neshama has to come back with a ganze shtib. He has to come back with all the with all his avoda that he did, all the biruim that he did. Yishu beisabo. Vatzalema sheyadem kol neshama shalemata mehem kanal. So maybe that's the sod of Sefer Shmoyz. It's called Shmoyz because the person's got to realize he's full of Sheamus. Eila Shmoyz b'nei Yisrael. But he has to realize when he goes down, he has to realize it's the other sod. Even though Taka we're born, he is born, and it's a big nefila, and it's a big nefila for the neshama when he comes down into a guf, a chadoyme. But nevertheless, the person has to realize that when he goes down, he's going down into the nefila dika madregas. He has to realize that the ma'isa. What he's going down with, he's full of havayas, he's full of kedusha, he's full of goysa havayas. But he has to be careful. He has to know that even if he's a matzav of nefulin, he has to be ma'oyre. He still has to shine. He still has to shine with the radiance of a yid. Afila guf na yid. He's discussing the guf of a yid. The shama comes into the guf. He has to realize that the guf itself, the various different parts of the guf, there's all shemus of avaya, that's meir, and that's how Yid is to go about in his olam hazeh. That's the sod of shivisi avaya the negdi somen. Yid is to know that he's a walking avaya. Yid is a walking avaya, and he has to know that even when if he goes down into the chalokim on the fulim, because he's an avaya, so he's going to be ma'oyer, and to be ma'oyer, and he's going to be mala everything. But he has to know that he's going down, and he's full of kedusha v'tahara, and that's how he's going to be mala. If he forgets about his kedusha v'tahara, then he'll get stuck down there. If he remembers that he's full of havayas, he's full of kedusha, so then even though he's been sent on a mission of shlucha de matronisa, but nevertheless he's still kosher, completely kosher to the mishaleach. That's the sort of sefer shmoyis. There's avoda to do. A person has to know that he's still full of shemus.
Why the nekuda shem? He's easily connected to the nekuda.
The kuda of avaya. The ikke is that every eva has avaya. The kuda is always how the avaya is meir. That's why the nekuda is usually underneath. Because how's the shem avaya meir? How's it in slavish? How's it meir? So the shem avaya for each different mice of each different chelik of him is the shem avaya is in slavish and is meir in a different way. Mm-hmm. But the ikke is the avaya, and how the avaya is meir, how's in slavish is that's different kafi different avoidas.
Mm-hmm.
But the Maisa Yid is full of shame and secretion. Chapel de Kazach. And that's what it means, Ace Yaakov. So it means Ace Yaakov. Elishmois ben Israel Bob Mitzrayma. Ace Yaakov. Ever since the Ace, so do an Ace, when Ever says Ace, it corresponds to the Oisius. Oisius of Aleph Til Tov. Aleph, the Oisius of Aleph Base, also Levushin, all Levushin. But Yid is to know that he has to be medactic. The way to be dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's medactic, and he's mechabed oisius. He's mechabed oisius. As he always says, in Pasha's boy, tomorrow night I'm going to bring it down. But boil parik ani chpad eslev avod laman shisi oisoisai eile bekir boy. Oisoisai is the oisius. Oisius of Aleph Beis. Whenever a person has an afila, he has to know that there's mechina, like it says by Yaakovina, by Yishkav, by Mokamahu, right? Okay, night is nefilas, and Mashas the nefilas, he has to know that he's got the Helig Oisius of the Aleph Beis with him. By Yishkav, Mokamahu, by Yishkav is Yishchav Beis, Yishchav Beis Oisius. Oisius will keep us connected to everything, because everything is full of Oisius. The Marinan says so many times, we learned in Lakutim, that everything is full of Oisius. Oisius is what's miyachadas. Oisius is what's memes miyachadas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to keep connected is through the Oisius. So the Eilish Mois Bnei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov. Eis Yaakov. The Aleph Til Tov, Aleph Til Tov, Aleph Til Tov. That's the beginning of Yaakov. The oil of keys and the slavish into the Oisius. And that's why it says. It says by Krishna, there's a kor, a person has to be medactic by Yisrael. The whole sea from Shulchan Aruch, to be medactic with the Oisius in Krishna, to be very careful with the Oisius. Somebody's medactic with the Oisius, it says Metzanin and Legehenna. Somebody's medactic with the Oisius, it's Metzanin and Legehenna. Because the Ikiyas Gashu is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Oisius. If a person feels the Lekus that's in Slavish into the Oisius, so then he's medactic in the Oisius. And that, why dafka Krishma? Because Krishma, that's the nekuda. Krishma is the connection, is the achdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mimela, therefore, Krishma, which is the achdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how are you going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a bechinas of diktik bo'is yeseh. Medaktik dafka with oisius, with all the oisius. Because the oisius, when she sees oisius, I ain't never cared by the lakus that's in the Bria, the lakus that's in the Bria that we have to connect and we have to find, is the lakus that's. And the lakus that's in Slavish and the Oisius of Aleph Beis, and that lakus which is in Slavish and the Oisius of Aleph Beis, that's how we're connecting, that's how we make a yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Dafke in Krishna that has the bechina of a person to be medaktik with Yisya Seah. So that's the sod. Eile Shmois Bnei Yisrael, Avoy Mitzrayimu, Eis Yaakov. The ace is the Aleph Tel Tov. That's the bechina of Yaakov. Those are the oisius which are inside, which are the lekusas and the slabish in the oisius. And that's what a person has to find. He has to come back with a bechina of Isha Beisei Bo. And that's what we discussed. The Torah begins with a base. Oisius, the Torah, the first ois of the Torah is a base. Got to realize that every ois is a bias. Every ois is a bias for which has the lekus inside. So that's pshat. Eis Yaakov, Yid is dovek to the pnimius of the bria, and the pnimius of bria is the oisius. So then he'll come with the beisoy. If he sees the Eis Yaakov, so then he won't be alone. He'll come back with the isha beisoy bo, the bechinas base, which every ois is a bias. It's full of lekus, and that's what he has to. That's what a yid has to think with. That's what she was zeicha in Mitzrayim. She was zeicha to bate kahuna, bate malchus, bate levia. That's the avoda, because bate kahuna is yedea hayo b'tzal oisius shenivra b'em shemayim v'aretz to build a mishkan. It's mishkan you have to be a boki in the oisius shenivra b'em shemayim v'aretz. Mitzrayim was a bechina eis yaakov. They had to find the oisius of aleph til tov, and then when you find the oisius, you zeicha to batim. Batim is the bechina's bate kahuna, which is the accumulation of the oisius shenivra b'em shemayim v'aretz. And that's what they have to find. That's the bias.